Welcome to episode 2 of the LangFM podcast. Episode number 1 was a conversation about interpreting and technology with Barry Olson. If you've missed it, you can listen to it on my website. When you're done, make sure to subscribe to my LangFM podcast on iTunes or any other web podcast client on your device of choice. Speaking of podcasts, today's episode is a meta podcast, a podcast about podcasts. That's right. I'm on a mission to making podcasts hugely popular among interpreters. What is a podcast, you ask? Well, the short answer is, you are currently listening to one. And here is the long answer, according to Wikipedia.
A podcast is a digital medium that consists of an episodic series of audio or digital radio, subscribed to and downloaded through web syndication, or streamed online to a computer or mobile device. The word is a neologism and portmanteau derived from broadcast and pod from the success of the iPod, as audio podcasts are often listened to on portable media players.
Broadcasters like the BBC produce content for the airwaves. Once aired, that content is put online and can be subscribed to as a podcast. This way, you don't have to wait for an episode of your favorite program. You can just download it and listen to it when you have time. Podcasts are not a new phenomenon. They have been produced for years. But recently, there's been a spike in popularity because of outliers like NPR's Serial Murder Mystery podcast. And just recently, even the US President Barack Obama was a guest on an independent podcast. It's well worth a listen, if you ask me. Now for some etymology. Podcast. What's with the portmanteau? It's a combination of iPod, Apple's widely popular music player, and broadcast. And the term was not coined by clever PR people in California, as you may think. No, it was British journalist Ben Hammersley, who just made it up when he had to stretch a Guardian article way back in 2004, when all that internet stuff was still new and unknown. By the way, if you want to know more about this story, you can, what else, listen to a podcast. The link is in the show notes for this episode. So much for the word podcast. Are there any other important words we should know? Yes. There's the news feed, or feed, a stream of, well, new things. Could be text, like on Twitter, photos, like on Facebook or Instagram, or audio and video, with podcasts. The episode is one item in this feed, like an episode of a radio series, if you will. And then there are show notes. Show notes contain more information about a podcast episode, including links, images, video, etc. So you can get more information about the people and the topics in a given episode. Very often the show notes will even show up directly in the podcast player, else you can find them on the podcast homepage. And then there is the podcast client, the application you use to play podcasts and to subscribe to them. Most podcasts have a website, so you can just go to their page and listen to the program in the browser. Using a podcast client or an app on your smartphone, however, is much more convenient. You can manage your podcast subscriptions, discover new shows, and make sure that recent episodes are downloaded automatically, ready for your listening pleasure. As an iPhone or iPad user, you can just use the built-in Podcasts app to get started. It covers all the bases. On Android, there is no default app, so head to the Google Play Store and check there. Free options are available, but my personal favorite is Pocket Casts, which costs a few euros. So now you know what a podcast is and how you can subscribe, how about some recommendations? You don't have to subscribe to dozens of podcasts like I do, but the following programs are definitely worth your time. First of all, there are the usual suspects, i.e. the big broadcasters. Depending on which languages you speak or want to listen to, you will certainly find something worth your time. The BBC has a huge choice of podcasts available. I like the Radio 4 Today program, for example. The American National Public Radio, or NPR, has great podcasts such as Planet Money, which is about finance. Or you could go to Radio France Internationale, which does not only offer French-speaking podcasts, but podcasts in many, many other languages, even in Romanian. If you're more into German, you can check the websites of public broadcasters such as ARD, ZDF or Deutschlandradio. There are also many excellent, smaller, independent podcasts on all kinds of topics. Do check out The World in Words from the PRI Network or The Allusionist from Radiotopia. If you want to learn more about the brave new world of technology, The Verge's What's Tech is a good choice. Lastly, if you enjoy TED Talks, you can also get them delivered regularly as a video or audio podcast. Did I whet your appetite? I certainly hope so. That's it for today. Please tune in again for the Langer Fam podcast. Bye.